The sound of a very special guest on Springwatch Unsprung tonight. To tell me more, Lloyd Buck, bird handler extraordinaire. Who is making all the noise?
That is Bran, our one-year-old raven. We've had him since he was 10 days old. A good friend of ours bred them in captivity for the first time ever, actually, last year. So we took Bran on, and he's a lovely bird. But ravens are probably one of the most intelligent of any bird, in fact any animal, on a problem solving sort of level. So he's a real commitment, and he could live up to he's 40 years old or maybe even more. So taking on a raven is a real lifelong commitment. What we're going to try and do on tonight's show is a little intelligence test that is a scientifically proven test just to show how clever ravens are. Now, the level of test we're going to do is the first level. He can actually do it a lot harder, but it's going to be a great thing to do live, I think.
Most of us name our pets Bran the Raven. How did that come about?
That's to do with the ravens that are at the Tower of London and how there came to be ravens at the Tower of London. That's all to do with the legend of Bran, who was a Celtic king, who I do believe was, in mythology, took the form of a raven. And I think whose mummified head is under the White Tower, or something along those lines at the Tower. So that's how the whole legend, where there must always be at least six ravens at the Tower, otherwise England will fall, came from.
Bran, not from the Tower, but one of your other birds did come from the Tower and sort of left slightly in shame.
Well, our old raven we had, Loki, his father had once been a Tower raven. He was bred at the Welsh Mountain Zoo at Colwyn Bay. And the ravens at the Tower are classed as privates in the British Army. And he was one of the only ones to ever be officially court martialed and sent back in disgrace, because even though the ones there are clips, he used to escape and break off TV aerials and peck visitors. So he was sent back with his official court martial papers. And that was Loki's dad, our old raven we used to have.
People see animals used on television, in film and in commercial production, but you don't actually train them. It's about using them in their natural environment, but a way of helping filmmakers.
What me and Rose have done and specialised in for the past 20 years is trying to get natural behaviour that the birds do, but getting a social bond with that bird in such a way that you can get it to do it close up to a camera, so you can see what's happening, much more detail. So it's not really training them at all. We're just building up a strong social bond with them to be able to film what they do naturally, close up. But to be able to achieve that takes an enormous amount of effort. You know, our birds are a life, they're a family, they're 7 days a week, but we love what we do. But they are, it's like having a family of small children, but for always, because they never really grow up. So, but it's what we love, you know, and you can't beat it, really. And you get so much back from them. We always view it that we're there for them. They're not there for us. They may be our income, but they're also our family. But if you view it that you're always there for them, then it's always going to work, because then you're doing it in a way that they enjoy and they're leading what you do, which is great.